This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now this is episode 62, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom from 1984. I'm your host Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate Brooks Review.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells so every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, if you guys are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button to support the channel. And of course, if you guys are taking us on the go, please hit those auto downloads so every time audio drops, you guys will get them automatically. Subscribe to the audio to help us out. But Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Temple of Doom?
I don't know. It's been a few years. I'd probably say 4 or 5 years or so. When the Blu-ray box set came out, I watched them all. And then I watched them again a few years ago, but maybe four or five years ago. So I'm going to say 4.5. I'll go right in the middle.
Yeah, for myself, I was holding out and I was waiting for this 4K transfer to come out. And guess what? It did. And I'm actually happy with it. We'll talk about it throughout our categories. We'll sprinkle in some 4K reviews here and there. But yeah, it's been a while, so I was happy to sit back and enjoy Temple of Raiders and then now Temple of Doom from 1984. But of course, before we start into our movie review, we're going to give you guys our box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, and then we're going to go right into the movie review. And of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, we put all the time codes in the bottom so you guys can skip this and go right into the review if you guys want. So with that said, let's get right into the Temple of Doom 1984 box office numbers. How did it do? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Domestic, $179 million. Not bad. International, $153 million. Not bad. On a worldwide total of $333 million on a budget of $28 million. This was a highly successful movie.
That budget's high-ish for 1984.
Right.
But the box office total was extremely, it's 10 times the budget plus. Yep. More than 10 times, probably about 11 times the budget. And then that money now, you know, for inflation, is like a $1 billion movie, or probably very close. I would bet it's very, very,
like
900 very close.
Around there.
At minimum. Yeah. It's probably higher. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Nate, let us know. How did this do with the Rotten Tomato critics?
All right. So the critics liked this movie. It was very good. It has an 84% as far as the critics score.
Okay.
Has an 81% audience score. So by comparison, Raiders had a 95 critics, 96 audience. This one, 84 and 81. Yes, it's lower, but it's still very good and very close. You know, usually when they're close, that means everyone's kind of on the same page. Like, it's a good movie. So, yeah, did well.
Yeah, so you know how we do it here in the Action Movie Guys. To those critics and audience score, just like The Rock always says, it doesn't matter what they have to say about the scores. It's about what we have to say about this movie because we sat back and we both watched this in 4K. So we're going to let you guys know what we thought about the characters and the 4K transfer all in one in today's episode. So with that said, Nate, take over. Lead character, Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones. What you got?
Okay, so you guys know this is our 62nd episode. You know how I function, okay? When I watch a movie, if I give a character in the first movie a 5, that does not mean I will automatically continue giving them 5s. I rate them movie by movie. And in this movie, so I don't know, maybe just because it's been a while since I watched it, he's a slightly different character in this movie. I like him this much less in this movie. I'll explain why. Number one, the opening scene. It doesn't even feel like the same character from the first movie. Like, he's doing this wager with this Chinese guy for like a some kind of goblet thing, and he wants a diamond. And I'm like, Indiana Jones, that's not what was in the first movie. You know what I mean? Like, he was about artifacts, getting the artifacts, giving them to museums. He wasn't about money. He wasn't about it. And so to see him right off the bat, like, he wants this crazy diamond. And it was a little weird. And then throughout the movie, he's kind of mean. Like, he's kind of a jerk a lot of times, especially with Willie. We're going to get to her in a moment. But he's kind of a jerk a little bit. What, you know, he's still an amazing character. Don't get me wrong. I still love him. He's 85% the same character as the first movie. And this is a prequel, oddly enough. This is set 1 year before Raiders, which is kind of weird, but whatever. I still love him. I think he's great. There was a couple of things I didn't like as much. I gave him a 4.5 rather than the full 5 because it did caught me off guard a little bit. I was like, wait a second. This seems like a different guy. What is going on? But I don't know, whatever. But 4.5 is still a great character. Amazing.
You know, I mean, it's funny. I mean, sitting back, I do agree with you. Indiana Jones is very dark in this movie. He's a very different character. But was this the aneurysms of this Indiana Jones the one that Marion hated? Remember when he met in at the bar? She slapped him. She goes, I hated the way you treated me when I was young. But is this the version that we finally got to see in Temple of Doom? Because you're right. He was arrogant. He was very pushy with the ladies. Because if you really think about that whole scene with Willie, he was very pushy. Like so, very dark character. But I loved him. I liked him in this movie. And I love dark characters. You know, Nate loves pissed off characters. I like dark characters. So with that, he got that vibe of the... In this movie, I felt like he had the Bruce Wayne and Batman style, right? He had that dark side of him. And so I'm like, ooh. Sure. But the beginning, what you're talking about, I kind of understand what you're saying. But he did allude that he did do a raid. And they were and one of them did try to catch that artifact. And he stopped them. Remember when he said, you know, your son.
Yes.
So, but I understand what you're saying.
Sell it to some, gangsters for a diamond. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem like what he would do.
Unless the diamond is some that belonged in a museum. We don't know because they never went into the diamond much. But again, with that said, I gave it a 5. I love Indiana Jones. I thought he was good in this movie. 4.5 is actually not that bad. Main villain, that's me. Main villain is my boy that takes the heart out, bro. You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. I mean, you don't see him much in the movie. That is one thing. And we always say that. With villains, he has to be throughout the movie. But he does come in towards the, I could say, 35-minute mark? Yeah, 1 hour in. Because that's when Indy starts to investigate. And that's when the movie starts to take off. So, yeah, he doesn't come into the 1 minute mark. But then he does throughout. He's out in the movie. He's sprinkled here and there. Now, I know I do give scores. And I know a lot of people are like, damn, you changing your scores because it's Indy. Yes! And no. And the reason this is why. Because all the movies that we did so far, the villains that we tackled are A, not in the movie as much, right? Like a lot of movies that we covered so far, they're in here and there, sprinkled throughout scenes. Or they're throughout the whole movie, and they're the ones that hide behind a gang full of guys, and they don't do nothing, and they die doing something stupid. Now, my man Kalima, whatever his name is, he was in the movie, but he did get to fight Indiana Jones. So that's one thing we got to give him. He was on the bridge. He got to fight him on the bridge. He got to torture Indiana Jones. He put the thing in his mouth, the blood in his mouth. He didn't whip him. His henchmen did. But he still was there in the scene to command his dude to do whatever. So with that, I gave him a 4. He's not a perfect villain. I gave him a 4 because A, he was menacing. He fought Indiana Jones. He was creepy as hell as a kid, and he was still creepy to me now when he ripped the dude's heart out. So with that, I'm going to give him a 4. Nate.
Yeah, I don't like him that much. I don't disagree with any of your points. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But I think the fact that he doesn't show up until an hour into the movie, you know what I mean? And he doesn't speak English, really, you know what I mean? Like, he's, speaking another language most of the time. He doesn't really, this is one of those classic villains of, well, we're going to do X, Y, and Z with these magical stones. We're going to take over the world. it's just not always my favorite MO. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was fine as far as he was good. He's good. You're right. He's menacing. He does pull a dude's heart out, which doesn't make sense, but okay. That guy should die right away, but it's a movie. It's a movie. I suspend disbelief. It's fine. I gave him a 3. I think he's good. I think he's good. I know he's tougher as a person than Belloc from the first movie, but he seemed more like a full-fledged thorn in the side type villain where this guy just kind of comes out of nowhere an hour into the movie. And then he's got a million henchmen and children slaves and stuff like that. He's fine. He's just not my favorite. So I gave him a 3.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Yeah. Let's get to your favorite part, the action scenes.
All right. So if you know about this movie, you know that the 3 biggest and best set pieces in this movie were set pieces that were thrown out from Raiders. So they were supposed to be in Raiders. They didn't have the money. They didn't know if it was going to be successful. So they threw them out, and then they recycled them for this movie. That would be the opening scene in the club in China. That was supposed to be in Raiders. The airplane scene where they jump out and they have the raft and all that kind of stuff. That was supposed to be in Raiders. and also the minecart scene that was supposed to be in Raiders. The only one in this that's like the original kind of set piece is the bridge scene, which is awesome, by the way. It's a great scene. So even with them being recycled, they're all great. Once again, you know, you get a lot of, I like the plane scene. Now, it is entirely implausible. Okay. Yeah. They're dying on the first fall. They're dying. They're also dying when they go over the waterfall. They're dead. They are dead. But it's a movie. It does look cool. You know what I mean? Like, there's parts where I'm like, how the heck did they? It looks like people really fell out of a plane. Yeah. And the thing inflated. It looks real. It honestly does. Hats off for the you know, however they did it. I don't know. This movie's 37 years old, and I still don't know how they did it. Good for them. I don't want to look it up. I don't want to know. I like to leave it a mystery. Yeah. The minecart scene, classic. I mean, it's ridiculous, yeah, but it's classic. The bridge scene, classic. The opening scene, classic. I give it a 5. It's, you know, when you have exciting set pieces that are very well executed and have stuntmen and physical, I will always grade it higher than, like, just a bunch of CGI stuff. So, yeah, it's a 5 out of 5. There's a little less than Raiders, but what's there is executed as well. So I give it a 5.
You know, it's, everything you said is absolutely true. And one thing about the Indiana Jones series and even an entire, now I don't know about Crystal Skull, I haven't seen that in years, but in terms of the first three, one thing that this franchise does better than I think any other franchise you could say out there is that each movie has an iconic moment, right? Like you remember how you said that when you do a montage, you always see the ball rolling when he takes the idol and he's running? How many times do you see another montage and you see him on the bridge and he's about to cut the bridge, right? Like, that's the most iconic moment of the entire movie is that bridge scene, him looking at the Kalima guy and them. So, yeah, you're right. This has a lot of great set pieces. I mean, when you were a kid, I remember as a kid myself, and this is the reason why I gravitated towards this movie, was the fact that the roller coaster scene. Once they got onto the roller coaster, I was like, wait a minute. Why is this not a ride in, like, Universal or
by the way, the villain is named Mola Ram.
Mola Ram. Okay.
Mola Ram.
I call him the Kalima dude.
Kalima,
shanti day. No, but so for me, you got the, you know, as a kid, you gravitate towards that minecart scene. Then you got the, even, hey, you could say it, this is an action scene too, when Short Round is driving. Hey, that is an action scene.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, that
he's
whole like, opening.
Step on it. Yeah.
In China. Yeah, the whole Shanghai opening I love.
And I just want to say, because I know we're not tackling the like his sidekicks. Short Round is one of the cutest and awesome characters ever, dude.
Absolutely.
He is. I love it. He's like, hey, lady, you call him by his professional name. Dr. Jones! And he goes, that's my profession. And he gives the coin. He flips the coin to him. I love that scene. It always makes me laugh. But anyway, I give it a 5-2. I think the action in this movie is spectacular. I think it's a step level above Raiders of the Lost Ark, which that's what you want in a sequel movie, right? You want it to outdo the first. And that's exactly what it did. So I'm happy with that. We both gave it a 5. Let's get to storyline. Nate.
Okay. So, I gotta be completely honest. This one has, I think, it's a weaker storyline in the franchise. And I'll explain. This movie opens, throws you right into the action. That's good. I like that, right? You have a set piece, just like the first movie. The first movie starts with a set piece. It introduces you to people by actions. And you know, the first movie, it's him and him and Belloc get introduced in that opening scene by him going on an adventure. Here you get him, Willie, Short Round. They're all introduced in this. That's fine. My issue with this movie is that they literally just fall into this plot. It's an accident. It's not a true myth. Like, they fall out of the sky. They go on a river. All of a sudden, they're in an Indian town, and then they're just helping them out. You know what I mean? There's no real build to it. There is no real storyline here that is very strong, in my opinion. It comes out of nowhere. It's a lot of coincidence, which I'm not a huge fan of, just coincidental storylines. You know, like, oh, we just happened to fall out the sky, and we just happened to fall in this village that needed help, and we just happened to have an adventure, and we just happened to... I don't like that as a storytelling device, personally. So it is not strong. Now, we're not to overall yet, but just the storyline, like the main storyline, I don't love it. I think it is the weakest I don't, for whatever reason, I know Crystal Skull is one of the movies, but I always look at it as like a trilogy. I think it's the third best storyline. That doesn't mean it's the third best movie. It just means for me, the storyline, it's the weakest of the three. So I gave it a 3.
You gave it a 3.
Mm. Yeah. It's good. It's good, but it's too coincidental. Like, it's too just random luck that stuff happens in this movie.
Yeah, well, look, for me, I'm a coincident guy, so I mean, I enjoy the storyline because, again, like, where it's like, to me, it reminds me of Star Trek, right? When they find a planet and they're like, well, we pray to some god or whatever, to someone to come and save us, and yeah. Miraculously Captain Kirk comes to that damn planet to save them, but they can't tell them that they're, like, space whatever. This is how I felt with this. Like, they were praying to their gods that someone's going to come. Now, coincidence, like how he said, you know, they fell out of it. You know how he came to this situation. They didn't know. They was just praying to get their rock back. Like, their three rocks with the three lines that he knew what they were talking about all of a sudden. Like, once he was talking about it. I liked it. I mean, I don't know. Again, I mean, you're not into a coincidence. I'm into the coincidence. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. And I liked the whole storyline with the kids, them stealing the kids as slaves. And basically, he couldn't leave them. Like, imagine Indiana Jones go, well, I gotta get back to the States, so you gotta go somewhere else. And that guy was creepy, bro. Like, how you gonna say no to that creepy dude? Yeah. Well, like, that dude's like, creepy.
There's just no build-up to anything in this movie. Like, okay, for example, the first movie, you know, you have that set piece. It introduces Belloc as a villain.
Yeah.
And it's used to kind of set up the rest of the story, what's gonna happen. The opening scene in this movie literally has nothing to do with anything except for the fact that Willie and Short Round are there and they get stuck with him, pretty much. Like, there's no plot involved in that opening scene at all. As fun as it is, they just happen to fall into this. So, but I get what you're saying. That's just for me.
I guess the whole point of the story is to me is pretty much at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, they land into the wrong, you know, in a wrong situation, and basically he's thrown into something that he didn't need to. But again, it's an adventure to him, so he's like, "I'll do what I got to do." You know, it's a stone, and sure. Look, I enjoyed the story. I gave it a 4. I like the story. I thought it was a good story. I like when he gets the kids back at the end. You know, when all the kids are running behind him, and all the kids are like, "Come on, come on!" And I'm like, "Oh my god, he saved them!" I thought that was pretty cool, and. I gave it a 4, but and it's cool. Like, to me, I felt like it's cool. It's a darker story, though. Like, if you really look into the storyline, it is very dark. Like, we hit Raiders of the Lost Ark. We're not tackling yet the other two, but out of all the storylines, this is the darkest storyline. Like, it has voodoo, priest stuff.
This was George Lucas and Steven Spielberg were both going through a divorce when they wrote this movie.
So they were trying to kill their wives. So their that's mindset, pretty much.
They were in a very different mindset when they made this story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It does make sense.
Nah, yeah. It's a very dark. Indiana Jones is dark. The villain is super dark. Kids getting kidnapped. That's really taken away from the village. I mean, how many times have we seen that in movies, right? Like, they do that, and they slave them. So, and then voodoo dolls, right? You get to finally see a voodoo doll on Indiana Jones when he's fighting. He's like, oh!
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
He had a little suit and a little hat and everything.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I was like, this thing is awesome, right? But anyway, I gave it a 4. All right, overall.
Okay, so, look, it's a good movie. I like it. I enjoy watching it. I don't love the story. I don't love the villain. I don't hate either one, but I don't love them. But I love Short Round, okay?
Yeah.
I think you're right. He's a great, great sidekick. I mean, he went on to be in the Goonies later as Data, and I loved him in the Goonies as well. But he's great in this. He tells him, hold on to your potatoes when he gets in the car. I always love that line. It makes me laugh every time. Yeah, he's great. He's a great kid character. He's funny. But Willie is hands down the worst woman, like, lead character. And she's so annoying. I don't like her at all. Kate Capshaw is who plays her. And of course, Kate Capshaw went on Real Life, married Steven Spielberg, so that's his wife. But no, Willie does not do it for me. She's annoying from the get-go. I don't know what it is. I don't like their... I think their chemistry is good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think Harrison Ford and Kate Capshaw's chemistry is good. But her as a character, like, Marion is way better of a female character to me than Willie. She really is. Like, she's just cooler.
Yeah.
She's more into the act. She doesn't want to do nothing. She's very like, the bugs, this thing over here. Like, oh, I don't want to touch it. She accidentally saves him. Like, I just don't like Willie too much.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hinder me from overall enjoying the movie. I gave it a 4 because I'm thinking like 8 out of 10. It's like an 8 out of 10 movie to me. I think it's good. I think it just has a few more faults than the first one, but not many. Just a notch, you know?
Yeah. Now, look, for me, I did not like Willie myself. I thought there was moments. I mean, there's moments throughout that I liked her. And like, especially when. Yeah, like when she was eating and all the food was nasty. Come on, that was mad hilarious. That was mad funny. He's like,
I like the scene with them two in the room when they're each in the different
rooms. Oh, you'll be 5 minutes. You will be back here in 5 minutes. And he goes, I'll be sleeping in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, I thought that was like, all those scenes were great, right? Short Round. I love Short Round. And I hope they bring him back. And bring him back as Jackie Chang or someone, because I think that would be hilarious, like an older Short Round. That would be awesome to help him with his 80-year-old self fighting people. In terms of the story, look, I enjoyed the story for what it was. I think the action was very well. A lot of iconic moments in this movie, regardless if it's Kalima, whatever, ripping the heart out. Everyone knows that line. Everyone knows that scene. Everyone knows the bridge scene. That is one of the big iconic scenes of the entire film, is that movie. So with that said, I agree with you. I'm not giving this a perfect 5. I'm giving this a 4, flat 4. It's one of my favorite Indiana Jones movies, and I enjoy it. And it looks spectacular in 4K and sounds amazing in 4K. So if you guys do not own it in 4K, I say pick it up, because you're not going to be disappointed so far with the first two movies in 4K. All right, total points, Nate.
Yeah, so total for me comes out to a 19.5. It's good. It's a good film. It's a good sequel, even though it's really a prequel. I feel like I would have maybe liked it better if it was a sequel, only because like then Short Round and Will, they're not even mentioned or anything in the next movie. And it was only a year later. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it was a little weird, but whatever. It's a good adventure. You're right. Very dark. A lot of horror elements. Very violent, bloody. You know, this movie is the reason that we have a PG-13 rating now, because it was PG and it was so dark. And the first one was very violent as well. But this one was really, I mean, when you pull a person's heart out and make someone else drink blood, you know, there's like R-rated stuff that is in this PG movie. So, it created a whole new rating. Yeah, I like it. It's a good time. 19 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, for myself, I gave it a 22 out of a 25. That is my score. Again, I love this movie. To me, I think... I just love the movie. Again, a lot of great pieces, especially when he's going water, water, and then you see the entire water coming towards him and they're running out. I thought that was big also. And then him, like... Even him ziplining, right? When he goes, Short Round, stop messing with that kid. Let's go. And then all of a sudden he's on the thing. It's like, bing, 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 bing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bing, bing, bing. And he goes right into the minecart. And I'm like, one thing.
Oh,
we haven't talked to a John Williams score, bro.
Yeah, we can't go 2 weeks in
a row. Yeah, we can't. We can't. We got to talk about it quick.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The score is iconic. It's the score in this one is as good or better than Raiders, like as a whole. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, I love it. It's incredible. 10 out of 10 score.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about this movie, the score lands perfect with each scene.
Yeah.
Like the mini tells him Short Round to the thing, and then he jumps on the zip line. All of a sudden, the music kick in. You're like, oh, and then Short Round gets his own theme song when he's whipping the dudes. I thought that was pretty cool. And then another cool scene is when Indy's punching the dude, and Short Round is punching the guy exactly like him. They're copying each other. I thought that was pretty cool. Very great. I gave it a 22, gave it a 19 and a half. All right, Nate, you know what to do.
All right, so that's the episode. Of course, later this week, or on the very next episode, later this week, you're going to be hearing our take on Judge Dredd, continuing with our Sylvester Stallone month. And then next week, we will, of course, have Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, which I haven't seen in a long time. And our Sylvester Stallone movie will be Demolition Man. So you definitely want to stick around for those two next week.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews, anything Action Movie Guys podcast. So all you have to do is go to our website, www.levelsofgeeks.com/podcast. If you guys want to follow us on our social media account, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. Other than that, guys, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate, NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.